bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of John. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. During World War II, an aircraft carrier was out in the North Atlantic. 6 pilots took off from the carrier to spot enemy submarines. While the pilots were gone, the captain of the ship was forced to issue an alarm. A button was pushed, and instantaneously every light on the ship was extinguished. While their mothership remained in blackout, the pilots started to return. The experienced airman knew their ship was down there. Yes, she was down there somewhere. They just didn't know her exact location. They radioed the ship, "Give us light. We're coming home." The radio operator on the ship radioed back, "The order is for a blackout. We can't give you more light." Another pilot picked up his microphone and said, "Just give us some light and we can make it." To his request, the radio operator said, "No light. Blackout." A third pilot went on his radio and begged, "Look, buddy, all we need is one light. Give us just one light and we can try to land." The operator could do no more. With great reluctance, he reached over, turned the switch, and broke radio contact. 6 aviators, the pride of their families, hometowns, and country, went down in the cold North Atlantic and into eternity. There's a point to this terribly tragic story. It should be noted that those aviators were highly trained flyers. Even more, they were good men trying to do the right thing. This they did by following orders and fighting for a noble purpose, but no matter how good they were, how trained they were, how noble they were, without that light, they were lost. It is no different for the rest of humanity. People can be kind, noble, committed, and live every minute of their lives for others. They can try as hard as they can, but without the light of Jesus Christ, they are still lost. They are still helpless. They are still damned. Which is why those who are saved need to give thanks for the light. And those who are still lost need to see just how much they need the salvation light which Jesus gives. Which is why we pray that God will grant such a thing happen for these millions before they go down, die, and enter eternity. We pray. Dear Lord, I pray that others may be brought to the light, be washed of their sins, and be brought safely into heaven. May I do all I can to reflect Jesus' light to others. In His name I ask it. Amen.